time for a checkup.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Healthcare reform gets a push today. President Obama has invited Republican lawmakers and lobbyists and health professionals to the White House. They'll talk about the president's plan to overhaul the healthcare system. Attendees will include people who helped defeat President Clinton's attempts at healthcare reform in the 90s. The 1990s is where the Dow has been lately. Still is, although it did come up for a change yesterday. The Dow gained 149 points, or 2.2%, to close at 6,875. Asian markets ended mixed today. China promised to support growth and create jobs, but it stopped short of major new stimulus measures. Major European markets are down 1 to 1.5% at this hour. Oil's back up around $44 a barrel after U.S. crude inventories fell, suggesting maybe demand has stabilized after falling for months. World investors are likely to pay attention to tomorrow's release of U.S. employment figures. Ford Motors is moving to restructure its debt. Ford hopes to eliminate $10 billion in debt by offering its creditors cash and Ford stock. The credit rating agencies did not like that. Moody's and Standard & Poor's downgraded Ford's ratings. S&P said it considers a restructuring to be, quote, tantamount to a default. Food prices have skyrocketed in Venezuela because of inflation. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez instituted price controls, but that only led to shortages. His newest strategy is to resort to an old trick, nationalization. Yesterday, Chavez seized control of a factory owned by U.S. agri giant Cargill. From the Americas desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has already taken over oil, electricity, steel, cement, and telecommunications companies. Now he's on to rice. Chavez says he's taken over a mill operated by Minnesota-based Cargill. He says the company is skirting price controls. Cargill says it produces a kind of rice that's outside of the price controls, and it's been making that kind of rice for years. Earlier in the week, Chavez ordered army units to take over rice mills operated by other companies. And now he's threatening to do the same with Polar, the country's largest private food company. Compared to nationalizations of oil companies or banks, food takeovers come relatively cheap. That's critical for this oil-producing nation, which has seen oil prices drop to a third of their July peak. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Back in the States now, the travel industry is fighting back after some criticism that corporate travel in this economy is bad business if you are receiving bailout money. The industry has launched a nationwide ad campaign heralding the value of corporate travel. From Washington, Ronnie Radbill reports.
So what's frivolous business travel and what isn't when it comes to the taxpayer's dime?
If you are on government assistance, you probably have to tone down your spending a little bit.
Henry Hartevelt is a travel analyst with Forrester Research.
There are some bank executives who are going to have to understand that there's not only life outside the corporate jet, but there's this place that more than 80% of us fly, and it's called coach.
But as Hartevelt puts it, business travel is not the enemy, and gathering at conventions builds networks and so builds business. The U.S. Travel Association launched its media blitz to prevent millions of dollars in convention cancellations. Alan Feldman is with Las Vegas Hotel Holding Company, MGM Mirage.
There are tens of thousands of jobs tied to this. I don't think we can forget for a second the importance that it has on the nation's economy.
Business travel is expected to take a hit this year, down $3.4 billion from a year ago. In Washington, I'm Ronnie Radbill for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
A few weeks ago, we started a new blog at Marketplace.org. It's called Scratchpad. Your online host is Scott Jagow, and he's with me now. Scott, this week you have been blogging about the auto bailouts and people's violent reactions to our Treasury Secretary and, of course, AIG, which you call Dracula the insurance company. What has this been like for you?
With AIG, the more I read and think about this, the angrier it makes me. And Bernanke expressed his own anger this week about the way AIG has been run. It was once a well-run company. The problem is they got into hedge funds, and now we're bailing out a company who gambled and lost on hedge funds. That's the bottom line. I also pointed out that they're still paying four public relations firms to do work for them, which I'm sure the taxpayers won't be very happy about.
What's been interesting about what your readers are saying?
You know, I think just about everyone hates what's going on here with AIG. And we're just taking it on faith that if AIG collapses, then the entire Western financial system will go under. That's what Bernanke keeps telling us. But I've had people come up to me and say, seriously, what will happen? Will I spontaneously combust? What is the literal consequence of AIG going under? You know, generally, it's the lack of loans because this system will have no capital. So, but it's very general, and it just feels like a lot of fear is driving this.
You think the mainstream media tend to faithfully quote the officials and filter out some of the anger that's building out there?
Am I overstating it? No. But I think actually a lot of the anger is in the blogosphere.
That's not representative either.
Yeah, and it's not all constructive. You know, there's a lot of negativity that can feed on itself and become sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. But I think that, you know, we have to get it out. We have to express our anger about this. And we have to be able to express the sentiment that taxpayers are shouldering a ridiculous burden now. The government was supposed to be watching and protecting the system. They failed in that respect, and now the government is taking over the system. So it's very difficult for people who have grown up in a capitalist system to understand how we have gone so far the other way.
Well, we can read you now, Scott, at marketplace.org on the scratch pad. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.